So what happened was during the early day, I continued to do. Until finally, I went into the four foundations of mindfulness, the sati patthana and all those things. Then before that, I actually did the what they call, it's like the Avijja Sutta step, yeah? The initial wisdom. Because every time I listen to truth, I read the sutta, I understand, then I contemplate, reflect until very stable. Then the initial wisdom arises. Then it starts from the heart area. Every time the sense experience comes, immediately upon contact, the arising of the sense experience, then this mundane mind cannot come in. Because that moment, the consciousness appear, like seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile. This initial wisdom is so fast, spontaneously arise and explain to you what the thing is. Sankara anicang, sankara dukkang, dhamma anatta. Then that one immediately cannot stir, cannot move. That is just aware. Then the awareness is specific phenomenal awareness. Not. Then I realize everything I see become a movement. Then my kaya was automatic. That's why throughout the day it was aware. Then I start to see my subtle mental intention, my subtle defilement, everything. Then I start to understand the teaching that the Buddha was explaining under the four foundations of mindfulness. That's why I can explain to you all in a different way. How the Dhamma Nupassana, mindfulness of the five mental hindrances, comes to be. The five mental, five aggregates of form and mind. Then the six internal sense bases, six external sense bases. Then mindfulness of seven factors of enlightenment. Then mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths and its treatment. Yeah. Then the initial one, Kaya Nupassana, of course, that one I went through already. Then feeling, I understand it differently. Because what is being taught is only the theory. Feeling, there are three. They tell you, you always hear this. Yeah? Pleasant feeling, unpleasant feeling, and neutral feeling. Okay? But what the Buddha meant is, mindfulness of feeling means, when feeling arises during contact, it is pure feeling. Understand now? But then the moment you are aware that feeling has become unpleasant or pleasant feeling, what is that? That is ill will and sensual desire. Understand now? Means this feeling has been conditioned into like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. So these are the two mental hindrances. So when there is mental hindrance, you're supposed to be aware. That's why when feeling arises, aware. When unpleasant feeling is there, aware. When pleasant feeling is there, aware. When neutral feeling is there, aware. Aware means what? You just aware, understand all. Then you will understand, what is this? Mental hindrance. When you know it's a mental hindrance, then that mindfulness, that awareness will allow you to understand that you must not allow the mental hindrance to be there. Because what are mental hindrances? They are mind state that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state. Understand not? So without the initial wisdom, which is yoniso manasikara, feeling cannot remain as pure feeling. Feeling will be like condition into craving, like and dislike, positive and negative. So when it comes to feeling, it's to see all this. Then when you know the mental hindrances are there, what must you do? Do not label it anymore, understand? Do not give any word to describe it. So labeling with words and concept is creating the mental hindrance. Understand now? Where you have like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant sense experience. So when you are in that state, how can you be mindful? How can you be aware? How can you be in the state of awareness to understand what is going on? Then later on, when they go to citta, also same, citta nupassana. When the consciousness is content, when there is greed in the consciousness, you aware. When there is ill will, hatred, envy, jealousy, mindful of the content of consciousness, that aware. Then inside the Satipatthana Sutta, under Cittanupassana, you will read all of mind state, sankara, you aware. When the citta is peaceful, aware. So all this demands mindfulness and awareness. When you are aware, you can develop the understanding. What happened? How come your mind has been stirred into all this mind state? Then how did the causes and conditions for a tranquil mind arise, for a still mind arise? So all this is for you to develop the understanding. Then retrospectively, reverse it. That's why later on, when it comes to the fourth foundation, that is where the application of Dhamma to actually develop the final wisdom, the penetrative wisdom. Then during that time, your yoniso manasikara become very stable. That is penetrative. That is what Bhavana Maya Panya is about. Bhavana is about the meditative training, wisdom born of meditation. So the four foundation of mindfulness is all about sati. That's why the purification of mind is by sati, not by thought. The four right effort deal with thought. Understand? But the five ways to overcome unwholesome thought, first two ways is still thought based. But the third and fourth way is meditative. You remember? Aware until it ceases. The other one, aware to trace the origination factor. Then through all this observation, understanding, retrospectively reverse it by straightening your view so that the next moment you see or hear or perceive anything through your senses, you will have the right view born of your straightening of view to be at peace with all situations, all conditions. So this is how you develop the cultivation. Okay? So when you are at peace, means you have the right view to see things as they are. Like I explained to you, the world is the world. When conditions are that, things are like that. People are just the way they are. Deluded people do deluded things. Selfish people do selfish things. Angry people do angry things. So this is how that right view, that straightening of view, lead to your ability to see things as they are, to accept the reality of the moment, then always be at peace. Then later on, cultivator, even some of my teachers, they come up with all this understanding, like Ajahn Mun tries it. We choose accept everything as natural, only mighty nature rolling by, nothing else. So when you have all this, these are like the wisdom, yoniso manasikara, it will prompt you. Only mighty nature rolling by. Then you will not react, you will not stir. Understand? That things is just the way it is. Means what? Everything is like what I mentioned just now. Huh? Follow nature's law. Following nature's law means what? Thing is just the way it is. Understand? So only mighty nature rolling by. Then all this understanding, they will stabilize. Then when they stabilize, it's in your nature, understand? Where you contemplate it, you reflect, you awaken to it, you insight into it, you saw it in the awareness-based meditation. Then all this become the new understanding. Then you act according to this Dhamma understanding. Understand? That's why this one spontaneously, very fast up. No need to go to memory and recall. That's the reason why I say wisdom, you cannot learn. You have means you have. You don't have means you don't. If you don't have, at the moment of sense experience, your feeling 100% straight away conditioned into craving. You will react and stir. The habitual tendency all come out. But if you have the wisdom, you need so much, it will remain as pure feeling. Because you understand the unreality of form, the unreality of mind. The aggregates are empty, impermanent. You attach and cling, you grasp, lead to suffering. Then we choose accept everything as nature. Means whatever happened is based on nature's law. So everything is just the way it is, natural. Natural means nature's law operating. So I realize Acharyana told me, we choose accept everything as natural. Then he adds, only mighty nature rolling back. Understand? Because nature has its set of nature's law. And this thing operates. Understand? According to the Buddha and the Panchaniyama, first two scientific law. Utuniyama and Bijaniyama, the physical law and biological order. Then the law of karma, of course, we have dealt into it, you understand. Then the law of mind. Understand? How you function as a human being. Then there is this law of truth. So all this will be the governing nature's law that governs life and existence. So whatever you do, there are all dependent originating, condition arising, and there are all the time, like the Buddha said, whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. So this causes and condition is what nature's law is all about. Law of karma, you reap what you sow, do good because good. How did they come up with all this? Where they saw it happening in real life within the conditional. That's why the Buddha finally, after his enlightenment and awakening, he dared to tell you, each and every one of us, we are all born of our karma. Heir to our karma, conditioned, supported by us. And we are what we are because of karma. You know why he can come up with this or not? Yeah? You remember after his enlightenment? First week, he expressed gratitude to us. What? The Bodhi tree. Then the second week, what he do? He went through dependent origination. Then after that, he saw his birth, one birth, two birth, three birth, until uncountable birth. Then he realized every birth was like that. Because of what he did, he born into that. Because of what he did, he born into that. That's why he come to know every life, he is born of his karma, heir to his karma, condition as well, and he is what he is before. So when he saw all this, that's why he is the fully enlightened, the all-knowing. He can understand this. Normal people cannot come up with this. If this life, there is no sasana, I don't know this, I also dare not tell you this. You understand? I can only tell you, you reap what you sow. But I cannot use that statement. All beings, irregardless of who you are, we are all born of karma ever. But if you have that wisdom, you dare to deduce. You know what is deduce? Means come to a conclusion. Yes, based on like your understanding, if it happened to me, if I read what I saw, other people also should be. Correct? Not? Cannot be only me. But he really saw one. No? To his own, he saw, then he applied this deduction over to all humanity. And because he has perfected himself, he is a Sammasambuddha, that's why he can see. He can see past, present, and future, he can see. So I believe he must have checked. Understand? Other beings. So this is how all this can be developed and understood. Okay? Yeah. Then we go on. Yeah? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.